of the child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. There's a backwoods old town that's often remembered so many times, but my memories are warm.
And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paper dust lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smells like snakes and we shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would do.
And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where beer was us lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel. They tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken and wrote it all down as the progress of man.
And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Okay, we recorded, I guess, 50 or 60 albums down through the years. What did you say? Was it Jim? What did you say? Oh, that was Luke. And we recorded several gospel albums, and we love to sing the old gospel songs. And we're going to do one here. This has been around for a lot of years, and this was recorded by a friend of ours, the late Carl Story, several years ago. And we have this in one of our newer CDs back there, entitled A Light at the River. There's a deep, turbid river flowing on before, and its waters are deep and wide. But faith, see the light, yes, a beacon bright, just down by the riverside. There's a light at the river, a light at the river, a light at the river I can see. My Lord will stand and hold his hand, a light at the river for me. Many forms we have loved are from their homes we move, dip their wings in the misty tide. They passed o'er the deep where they'll never more weep into the light on the other side. There's a light at the river, a light at the river, a light at the river I can see. My Lord will stand and hold in his hand, a light at the river for me. this deep, endless river we must one day come. And we'll cross all its waters wide. How happy we'll be if by faith we see the light on the other side. There's a light at the river,
a light at the river, a light at the river I can see. My Lord will stand and hold in his hand a light at the river for me. My Lord will stand and hold in his hand a light at the river for me.
Okay, we're going to do you another song here from our latest CD. We did a CD about a year ago for, in fact, we did it for Jesse's son, Keith, worked in our band about 12, 14 years, and he was stricken with MS a few years back, and he's totally disabled now, and we did this album especially for him. And this song was written by an old friend of ours that just recently passed away. We worked with it at the Grand Ole Opry for a lot of years. Grandpa Jones wrote this, and we'd like to do it for you, entitled Falling Leaves.
With a few friends of this near forgotten man, by his grave on this cold morning, here I stand. This old story in the past is often told.
Fallen leaves that lie scattered on the ground, the birds and flowers that are here now can't be found. All his friends that he once had are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground.
And never thrill to the feeling that a good deed brings until it's too late and they are ready to lie down there beneath the leaves that scattered on the ground.
Lord, let my eyes see every need of every man. Make me stop and always lend a helping hand. And when I'm laid beneath that little grassy mound, there'll be more friends around than leaves upon the ground.
There's no use taking any gold. You can't use it when it's time for hands to fold. When you leave this earth, far better home someday. The only thing you'll take is what you gave away.
Fallen leaves that lie scattered on the ground. The birds and flowers that were here now can't be found. All his friends that he once had are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground. All his friends that he once had are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground.
Thank you. We hope you enjoyed the numbers there. And as I mentioned earlier, we have our most of the things to do. We have them recorded. We've done 50-some CDs and cassettes projects since we've been making the music. And we'd like to say thanks again for everybody making it possible for us to come back down here. We came to Florida the first time about 43 years ago, I think it was, and Mr. Aubrey Fowler brought us out here. The first place we came was the Stephen Foster Memorial, and we always enjoyed coming out here and visiting, and every time we'd have people come down from Grand Ole Opry, we'd bring them over here and let them see all the museum and everything, and I'm glad we'd come back and be a part of it this year.
Jesse, I think you mentioned Aubrey. I think he's going to try to be here tonight for we're going to be on the main stage, and we're going to do some things, I guess, with Vassar Clements worked with us when we lived here in Live Oak about 3 years. We moved to Valdosta and stayed there. And Vassar worked with us when we were in Valdosta. And then we moved to Montgomery, Alabama, and in 64 we moved on to Nashville. And we've been there almost 35 years at the Grand Ole Opry. We joined in March of 19 and 1964. And we're going to all get together tonight and do some things. I think the show would be, about 10:30 or something like that for our last show tonight. So we hope you folks will plan to be with us. We're going to get Jesse's. He's talking about his grandson here, and he's been doing right well on the mandolin. In fact, I'm thinking about moving him right over here to number two spot. Well, we have our CDs back here and cassettes, if you folks would like to look at some of the things that we've recorded and down through the years. And Tom Ewing has some things that that he recorded when he was Bill Monroe. And Gordon over here has some fiddle cassettes. And Jim Britton back here. Yeah, Jim has he's recorded a lot of things, but we can't get it out. But if you want to just come by for a visit or so, we'll be around there for a while. And we got a lot of time between now and our next set. So, and we're gonna sort of end up here with Jesse and Luke. I don't know if he mentioned Luke, because his grandson is Luke McKnight, and he's an old timer in this business. He's 16 years old now. The first trip Luke went out with us, he met a little girl that played fiddle, and fell in love, and he don't really know whether he's going or coming. What? He's not worth anything. Yeah, he's the only shotgun rider we've ever had. He'd get him a big old pillow and a couple of blankets. He can sleep standing up. We're going to get Jesse and Luke to do some things for you here on the mandolin, and then we'll see you a little bit later this evening. They're going to do is this an old folk song?
I know it. Hallelujah.
Yeah. This one called El Comanchero. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, we'll put on some more requests tonight on the program over there. And eventually we'll have Basher Timlin's going to be with us over there, I think. We'll do one of the old songs here. It goes way back. We learned this from Bill and Charlie Monroe back when they was recording on Bluebird Records. And we'll see if we can get through it where we record it. It's called the 9-Pound Hammer.
Nine-pound hammer,
red,
little two-headed,
on my side,
yes, on my side. Well,
hey,
buddy, don't you roll so slow. I can't you roll when your wheels don't go.
Jim and Jesse, the Virginia Boys. They'll be back tonight, main stage, about 10:40. A lot more requests after we get set up.